Time to plant. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
A little over a third of the crop planted, and we'll be moving pretty hard this week to try to finish up. We've got a really good forecast ahead of us.
If you've looked at the forecast, you know this week is practically perfect for farmers planting, and Josh Ogle, Lincoln County row crop farmer, is looking forward to it.
Probably one of the best weeks in the month of April we've had in the year or so. The last few years has been kind of cool and wet, but this week's really setting up to be promising. It's time to plant. It's time to get the corn in the ground, and we've got to get done so we can swap planters over to cotton and get ready to go planting with the next crop.
And after a more than challenging 2020, Josh says, based off of a few different factors, they are optimistic going into this year's crop.
This year definitely looks a little more optimistic than some we've seen in the past. Got a really good start to the crop. Definitely markets have improved dramatically. Last year it was a lot of uncertainty as far as we had a disaster year, which crop would fare the best with the crop insurance wise. And this year we're just wondering which one would look the best. And so it's definitely a lot brighter outlook this year than it was last year.
Well, another row crop farmer starting in the field this week is Rob Holman of Obion County. And just like Josh, he's hopeful for a better 2021 crop year.
Just like any other year, we'll take what the good Lord gives us, which with having a good drying week ahead of us makes us pretty hopeful, especially with the way the grain market is with the prices. They're looking good. So we're pretty optimistic this year. Of course, anything can happen. Last year, we got rained out for a whole month there right in the middle of corn planting. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen again. That's looking optimistic with having a good week ahead of us, so maybe we can get a lot done.
And like Rob said, the weather does play a huge role in what farmers can get done this time of year, and of course it continues to play a role into the summer and fall as well.
Something completely out of our control, but we'll take what we can get. That's just the way it goes. Hope it doesn't stay dry too long. We'll need the rain eventually, but we need it to clear up for a little while so we can get corn and beans in the ground as soon as we can.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.